Good morning, Josh. Good morning, Felicity.
Morning.
Morning, Brian.
We talked September of last year. Can I ask what you guys have been doing since then?
Well, it's been a very busy time. Personally, I've been on a 50-date tour with the Waifs, and Felicity and I have also managed to squeeze in recording an album, releasing it, and now we're in the midst of our own tour. Plus, not to mention just all the general life stuff, kids and
Family.
family and everything else that goes on.
Jobs at home.
And you've been writing songs, which I think was what brought you together in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. We got roped into a thing called the Song Club, and that's what our first album, which we spoke about last September, was born out of. And yeah, but the process doesn't really stop. I guess when you're a songwriter, there's always inspiration and there's always something on the boil. So we've got another album that just came out the end of September this year, and we're very happy with it. We're out on the road and enjoying playing it live for people.
I must admit, I like songs that are personal experience, which I think make the best songs. And your new song, Size Up, which you wrote, Josh, tell me the background to that.
Like a lot of people, I grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of money, and we had to be frugal and had to be resourceful and, make stuff with our own hands and repurpose things. And a big part of it was kind of wearing hand-me-down clothes. I had an older brother and an older sister as well, so I got given their clothes to grow into. So Sizing Up, which is the title of the song, Size Up, was really, kind of a reference to growing into oversized hand-me-down clothes, but also it was really a reference to sizing up in the sense that you have to face up to the challenges that come when you don't have a lot of money, and just stand tall and meet them head on. So it was a good life lesson to learn as a kid, and it's something that's really stuck with me for right till this present day.
Felicity, was your upbringing similar?
It was actually, and I think that's why Josh and I gel so well, because there are a lot of areas of our lives that both seem to line up. And I grew up with my dad being an upholsterer, and my mum was a very handy seamstress. So having clothes and things made for you at home, and my grandparents as well, everything was knitted or sewed or crocheted, and you didn't throw things out. I had hand-me-down clothes from my older sister or the neighbors' kids, and it's just how it was. So you didn't sort of go out and get the latest, greatest new thing that was on offer that all the kids wanted, or the latest fashion. You just kind of had to deal with what you got most of the time. And we're trying to sort of instill a bit of that same, I guess, qualities or thoughts with the kids. Bringing up two young ladies who are 10 and 12, we take them to the op shops and say, you can go and find some treasures here, and they get it. It doesn't mean that they still don't want to be connected with the technology world that's coming hard and fast at us, but we try to also show them how to make things with their hands and be crafty at home. So we're doing the best as far as we can with that sort of stuff, but we're trying.
How do you find young people responding? You've got the draw of social media and that side of things. And then you've got what you're saying, going to op shops and being a bit more frugal, minding your money, etc. Do you find a clash there that's difficult?
I remember being a kid myself, and there were always things that I wanted. Given the circumstance I grew up in, I just had to deal with reality. But I think kids are no different these days, but there's a lot more pressure. They're being sold stuff from every different angle. So the pressure to have the latest and greatest and to be up to date with things and fit in with your friends is very strong. I don't know whether it's stronger than it was, but it's a big lure, and it's a constant challenge to try and hold back the tide of that and instill, the kind of attitudes that Felicity's just talking about, of just valuing the important things and making do and being more
Resourceful.
resourceful and responsible with your money,
But it is a challenge. And you talk about social media, and absolutely they are confronted with that. The latest things seem to pop up. They seem to be aware of what kids are into and what their friends are or what we talk about. Next thing you know, there's some advertisement that seems to come across someone's screen in the family. So it is interesting how to deal with that and move forward and keep kids happy, as well as mum and dad happy. So the whole family's got to keep evolving.
Your new album just out.
End of September, actually. So it's been out for a little while now. We're well and truly in the midst of the touring cycle with it.
What states have you been in?
Well, we've been to Queensland, Victoria. We're off to South Australia this weekend.
Just got back from WA.
WA, that's right. coming up is Tassie and a few more New South Wales dates. So that'll see us out for the year. And then we head to Tamworth and kick off into festival season.
A lot of national tourists seem to forget Tasmania. So it's good to see you coming here.
We wouldn't forget Tassie.
No, we love Tasmania. In fact, our co-producer is living in Tasmania at the moment, Matt Fell. So we're looking forward to playing at his venue in Gowrie Park. Got a show in Franklin and Sisters Beach as well. So we absolutely love Tassie. I used to dream about living there. I still do, actually, at times. but I had a dream to live in an old abandoned lighthouse somewhere on the wild west coast of Tasmania. And unfortunately, it wasn't really accessible, both in terms of just practically, you couldn't just go buy an old lighthouse just because you felt like it. It would have been way beyond my budget anyway, even if I could. And so I had to settle for writing a song about a lighthouse. So I guess music keeps the dream alive, but we love Tassie and we wouldn't dream of not getting there.
And of course you are down in the Palais Theatre in Franklin next Friday.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to that. We've had some friends that have played there and told us what a beautiful venue it is. And we have a few friends that live in the local area. In fact, the lady who did the artwork on the cover of our album that was just released is actually from the neighbourhood down there. So it's going to be great to catch up with her and actually give her a record in person.
We should mention her name, Sarah Bird.
Sarah Bird. She's a wonderful artist and she's done a beautiful artwork for our album.
Our album Bird Song and the bird free on top of the cage. It's just incredible. And yeah, so we can't wait to see Sarah and get to actually give her a big hug in person.
Felicity, Josh, thank you for chatting.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Another go around when the wolves are at the door. Threadbare shirt, we were poor as dirt. There was a lot of growing up into. So I put a lot of holes in a lot of belts, walked a lot of miles in a lot of old shoes. When you're wearing a size up, it's gonna make you wise up. You gotta keep your eyes up. Give yourself a little room to grow into. You better just size up. If you're ever gonna rise up, or you're gonna get mixed up, messed up, hard up, scarred up, broken and blue. Never left the school of the golden rule, held on to what was true. But it's hard to get too big for your boots if your boots are too big for you. There were shoes to fill, sometimes the hills were more than I could climb. Just dig a little deeper when the mountain gets steeper. Get there in your own sweet time. You better just size up. If you're ever gonna rise up, you gotta keep your eyes up. Give yourself a little room to grow into. When you're wearing your size up, it better make you wise up. Or you're gonna get mixed up, messed up, hard up, scarred up, broken and blue. Take a deep breath, there's a lot of life left, so take it for another go round. I was bruised and battered, I was torn and tattered like a washed up, worn out shoe. Now I'm spending every minute of the rest of my days growing up into you. When you're wearing a size up, it's gonna make you wise up. You gotta keep your eyes up, give yourself a little room to grow into. You better just size up. If you're ever gonna rise. up, messed up, hard up, sky.